The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're going to get on a different kind of racetrack on today. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel keeping us on air back in studio. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click a like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday. The weekend is here, my friends. To have some fun, we're out here at Sam Houston Race Park. Be here until 7 o'clock. Races start at 7:15. So after the tour down south, the Gulf Greyhound yesterday, we are at
we're up north today. Yeah. North of the wall.
Yeah, it's and it's cold.
Yeah, winter has come.
Don't know what's up with this. You know what, though? We can't even do winter right in the city. Like, all we get is sleet.
Where did it come from? Like, it had been so good, and then all of a sudden... Yeah, it's like, oh, just kidding. We're bringing back the crappy weather.
Yeah, here's some sleet for you. Ugh. We can't even get snow. It's like, okay, honey, let's take the kids out and build a sleet man. I mean, come on. I want snow if we're going to get this cold.
All sleet does is make people drive stupid.
Yeah, exactly. But I did not encounter any on the way up here. So I did get a little thing on my phone saying that we were going to have sleet, but it didn't happen. What's happening, man?
Sports stuff, you know, same old.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I'm about ready to get my life back.
Okay.
Today was kind of a nightmare dealing with the animals because our cleaning lady comes on Fridays, and she's a very tiny person.
Okay.
And both dogs get really
excited.
Would
you call her a spinner?
I don't know. I don't know. She weighs about 80 pounds, though, so probably.
Sounds spinner-esque to me.
Of course, but when
your wife's out of town, right?
No.
Oh, she's back.
No, she's back tomorrow. But what you're about to imply is not a chance in hell. But the dogs go nuts whenever she shows up, and so I was dealing with them all day. I'm ready to have some fun and deal with human beings.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Do you count me amongst those human beings? Am I okay?
You're about the best I'm going to get right
I'm
now.
I know I'm borderline, but, I mean, let's...
Yeah, to be honest with you, yeah, I'll take what I can get. You, Ninja, okay. Drew, that's it. Oh, man. But, come on out and see us here at the track tonight. 8 races. I'm going to play a couple of those little Derby Wars contests tonight on Sam Houston and see if I can't keep building my bank account with that.
All right.
I'm doing really well. That's about it, though. Just ready to talk some sports for 3 hours.
Let's do it, then.
It's kind of funny because how the tracks cooperate with each other now on a lot of stuff. When they first opened, I was doing a TV show at Gulf Greyhound, and then I got asked to do one here, and just because I did a guest spot on it, they fired me from the Greyhound show. Said, you can't do a horse show.
What? Like, well.
So then the horse show hired me.
What a bunch of dummies.
Yeah, it was 95.
Is there 96. Is there beef between the horse tracks and the dog tracks?
There was in the beginning, yeah. There's not now.
Now I was going to say, because yesterday they made it seem like they worked together.
They do. In fact,
they probably realized, like, if we're going to survive, we need to help each other out here. Yeah, which makes sense. And because
they do.
Especially the way that they're located. you know, people who live down almost in Galveston aren't coming up here more often than not to bet on simulcast races and vice versa.
Yeah, and so if you live down there and you want to bet on Sam Houston, you can go down there. And if you want to bet on the Greyhounds here, I mean, it's so it's kind of cool that they are. You know, it's been this way for a while, though. I mean, honestly, that was 24 years ago when it was like that. But back then, it was really competitive. Sleet Home, Alabama. Okay, let's not get this started.
Let's not. We've already done that game,
and I think we went through all of them, including that one.
Yep, that game's been played.
Oh man, so are you even remotely interested in this new football league?
No,
me either.
I'm not even remotely interested in the XFL. And now you're trying to sell me on some new game? No, not me. Pass.
Oh, but Steve Spurrier's coaching.
Steve Spurrier has been irrelevant for a long time.
Well, that's the biggest name in that league. Him and Mike Martz.
Oh, yeah, no thanks.
Which I found out because Cody did a story about it today for Sports Map, so I had to read it, right?
I mean, isn't it unbelievable that, I mean, and maybe Steve Spurrier's a guy who just doesn't want to deal with recruiting and things like that anymore or deal with, you know, the media, really. But, like, Steve Spurrier, you would think his name is big enough that if he wanted to coach at, say, Florida Atlantic or, you know,
like a
Florida International, like a small, you know, a small conference school. And I know it's easy. I'm saying Florida's because those are in that area. But let's say he wanted to coach it at Marshall or someplace like that. Couldn't he get a job like that still just on brand name alone?
Yeah. And he'd probably do pretty well there.
Yeah. If Mac Brown can get a job at North Carolina.
That's right. Mac Brown's back in North Carolina.
I would think Steve Spurrier could get a pretty decent job, you know, in the southeastern part of the United States.
Yeah, I it's kind of weird to me some of these guys that are interested in these kind of jobs, like Stoops going to the XFL. And so here's your biggest names. Spurrier in Orlando, Martz in San Diego, and
one of drum roll, please.
Great NFL coaches of all time. Mike Singletary.
Oh, yes.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't win with them.
Well, let's see if he can win in Memphis.
Good luck.
So, yeah, this thing, and the quarterbacks are just Christian Hackenberg and Zach Mettenberger.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So, and then there, you know, there's a few former UH guys that I'm mildly interested in, but I can't really get, I don't know if it's too soon. But I'm still not anywhere near having football withdrawal yet.
Yeah.
So.
I'm okay for right now. Yeah. Talk to me and, you know, talk to me after college basketball season's over. That's about the time I'll start jonesing.
And that's a pretty short stretch because, well, I'll start watching Canadian football in June, so it's pretty it's a pretty short stretch without football.
May is around the time where it's like,
yeah, but then I have horse racing to deal with during May.
Yeah,
the Derby and the Preakness and. So, you know, I don't need more football. I'm okay. Yeah. I think I am.
I'm good with the amount we've got.
I've gotten more interested in college basketball because, well, UH is good. And
boy, are they. What a win last night. I mean, you talk about, you know, a tough spot on the road, you know, with a big game ahead of you. UH didn't care. They're really good. And, I mean, obviously, we've known that.
Yeah.
But for them to handle business the way they did in that spot was really impressive. And Brad was heavier on Central Florida last night than I was. I just had a lean to him. But at this point, it
made perfect sense, though, the way you guys spelled it out, that, you know, if I were going to play it, that's the direction I would have gone too.
But at this point, I don't know that you – I mean, I have to lean UH against Cincinnati. I'm not looking to give that many points. It'll probably be 6 points against, you know, you could argue the best team they've played in conference so far. So their toughest conference game. But I'm not looking to get in the way of that train. If they get beat, cool. I'll be on the sidelines watching. But I'm not going to have any money against them when they lose again.
Well, I was more worried about Cincinnati all along than I was UCF. And I think I told you that early in the week. I just don't think Central Florida is nearly as good as people thought they were going to be.
Well, and Brad made a really good point with this being sort of the big game of the year for UH at home, and UH dominating the first half of their game and Central Florida getting basically worked by Memphis in the first half of their game on the road. maybe UH first half would be maybe the best play you can make on this game coming up on Sunday. So if you're looking for action, that may be the way to look at it, is to take a first half flyer on UH.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the numbers yet, so I'm going to wait. But if Cincinnati's cashing too many points, I'm going to take Cincinnati because that is the game I was –
Yeah. Well, my guess is about six. So if you think Cincinnati's got a chance to win, that's a pretty nice number.
Yeah, I think the truth is, UH hasn't played a lot of close games.
They've not.
And they've kind of take the soul out of teams early and then just keep going. And they keep coming at you in waves. It's I mean, they've got some, you know, a couple of really good players in Robinson and Davis, but they also just have guys coming off the bench that produce. And, you know, Nate Hinton, who was their big recruit, it's probably about their eighth best player right now, which is kind of surprising. I mean, I think he'll get better, but they just—they're fun to watch. And Kelvin's done a real nice job with that team, and I think they've got an opportunity to do some damage in the tournament. And it'd be cool to see because it's been a long time,
yeah,
since—and they won a game last year. But,
well, it's been a long time since they've been a consistent, you know, a consistent shower in that tournament. You know, it'd been a while before last year, and then now you go back-to-back years, suddenly you're starting to build a program again, and it's been a while since this was a respected program.
Yeah. And the other cool thing, though, is, well, we'll see. I mean, they probably make a run this year, and then Kelvin gets hired somewhere else. That's the only thing that concerns me. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Again, we're out here at Sam Houston Race Park, and Frank Hoff, who is one of the big shots out here now in the racing end of things, is going to join us next segment, talk a little bit about Sam Houston, and then we've got RJ at 6 o'clock today. That should be fun. We didn't have him last week.
No. He's trying to forget about us.
No, I don't think so.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
Well, yeah, silly him taking a plane back from the Super Bowl when he should have been on our show.
Yeah. And now that I'm working for him, he doesn't return my texts anymore.
Really?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's how it works. Still returns mine, but
good for you.
all right, guys, I have to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers, and you know what? I sleep like a champ on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. It doesn't matter. When I'm long out of radio and not doing stuff like this anymore, I'm still going to be buying my mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers. If you want comfort, you want great pricing, you can check out the collection of pocketed coil mattresses, including the Amsterdam. That one's used by professional athletes, like all the Sabercats rugby team. I've got the Athens. I've got the London. I mean, I love my beds. And the best part about them is if you walk in there, you're saving 50% off of what you would pay in a retail store. Because they make the mattresses and sell them directly to you. And they know everything about them, which is what makes them so great. Because they can tell you exactly the kind of mattress you need to sleep better. And not only that, Yuval and those guys, besides being wizards when it comes to mattresses, they're really big in the community. They're constantly doing scholarships and charity work. So they're the kind of people you want to do business with. Go and check them out. You can visit the new one at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. Or the original, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. The best sleep at the best price guaranteed. That's what Texas Mattress Makers is. TexasMattressMakers.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Guys, there's a lot of different energy providers out there, and there's always different offers they're throwing out at you. Free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses, the list goes on and on. Some of that stuff sounds great, but once you fall for those offers and months later you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill, it's not as cool as it sounded. You don't get that with Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park. And joining us now is a gentleman who has worked his way up the ladder here for a long time at Sam Houston. He's now Senior Director of Racing Operations. I think that like Grand Overlord is probably your next title, but
getting there, getting close.
Yeah, but so you're pretty much in. Tell me exactly what that means, because it sounds like you're pretty much in charge of everything racing wise.
Yeah, so obviously I oversee the racing operations here, wagering operations, the facility, the track, programs, and the money room. So, handful of things going on here.
So all the unimportant stuff.
Yeah, the minor details for the operation.
But you've been here, what, 16 years now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
And
yep.
Have, well, probably been, have had probably had you on for every year we've been on the radio, which is going back, what, almost 11 years now. But let's talk about this meet a little bit because, well, first off, the festival a couple weeks ago, was talking to Mike Steinler about this. Like, when was the last time you saw Sam Houston on the cover of a racing form? Probably the best day of racing in the country that year, that week, or that Sunday anyway.
It certainly was. We were quite excited how the festival turned out. A lot of support from horsemen from around the, not only here in Texas, but around the country. Obviously getting Mike Smith to ride here for the first time ever in 25 years was part a little bit more of excitement to the day, along with the other riders that came in. So it really turned out well. I think we got great support from the local wagers and, you know, obviously outside as well. So it was a great day.
So what's the next big day coming up?
So we've got Texas Stallions Day, which will be two stake races here on the 23rd of February. And then on March 23rd will be Texas Champions Day, and that will be six total stake races featuring the best of Texas racing. So,
am I mistaken, or did you guys start a couple weeks later this year than you did last year?
We actually pushed back one weekend.
Okay.
Obviously, to help out with the weather. I mean, it's a little chilly today, but pushed back one week. And the way we did the schedule this year, we added another weekend of thoroughbred racing. And we're going through the end of March this year. Last couple of years, we've ended up mid-March, and we'll go through the entire month this year. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I love the thoroughbred meet here especially, and it's always like about right. It always ends too soon for me. So we'll see if this works. See if an extra week will work for me.
Same 32 days, but trying to push it back just a little later where the weather's nice and people come on out and enjoy some thoroughbred racing.
Well, and the turf course is obviously a big reason that you want the weather to be nice, because you guys really do have maybe the best turf course in the country.
It's certainly one of the top ones up there, and I think it's nationally known as well. So,
just from a betting perspective, those races tend to draw more horses, so you get bigger fields, you get better chances for long shots. It's the kind of thing as somebody who likes to bet, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, every day we did entries for next week, and every turf race filled, and we can, you know, we try to limit the number of races we run on it just to keep it for the whole season. But yeah, they fill with great fields, and the handle certainly shows from that.
First Wednesday card last week, how did that go in terms of betting?
Did really well. We did $1.7 million total, so certainly exceeded what we were hoping for. So it's certainly been received well. So we're excited about that with nine races. So good day.
The you guys do a lot of promotions, obviously, all kinds of the wiener dog races and all that. I see you're doing a lot more this year. Is that and camel races always bring a lot of people? Does that get people in and start getting them interested in horse racing too, or are those the kind of things? Well, you're just going to get people out here and they're going to drink a lot.
I think, you know, the goal is always to, you know, any type of racing we can kind of draw for attention and bring some people out here to the track and see the horse racing. You know, hopefully they do come out a little bit more often for just the non-promotion days. But a lot of people love those dog races, and especially the camel and ostrich day. So we, you know, they're fun. Everyone enjoys them. So
yeah, and you guys still have that fan education room down there where people can learn, right?
Yeah, we actually moved it up to the club level this year, and a little more interactive, and you know, try to get people signed up for mobile wagering, and so you can bet anywhere throughout the facility. So,
all right, yeah, that mobile wagering is nice when you don't have to wait in line. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, and you're coming out here, it's real simple. They'll get you set up. Frank, as always, appreciate the time, and good luck with the rest of this meet. I know You've had some big nights already, and hopefully a lot more to come.
Yes, thanks, Fred. I certainly appreciate everything you do for us, and you know, we're looking forward to the rest
Fred's
of the
day. Fred's a big star out here.
Wow.
A big star.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Rob asks if the radio broadcast is out. He's on I-10 coming from Beaumont.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't think so.
I hope not.
Boy, we're going to be frozen by the end of this.
Yeah.
Every time that door
well,
opens.
Well, you wore a jacket at least. I left the house this morning just wearing a shirt.
Did you have to come straight from the office?
Yeah, I came from the office. I didn't get into the office early this morning because I had an eye doctor appointment. And this is how rapidly I'm aging. I've got a cataract in my left eye.
Jesus.
Which I thought was only for old people, but apparently, you know, it can happen. And it, like the doctor thinks maybe it happened when I was fighting at some point.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've heard of guys getting it from getting punched.
But I am going to be – she says we don't have to do anything with it yet. We don't have to operate on it yet. It's fixable if I need it to be fixed. But for now, she's going to get me some glasses that help with me being farsighted and help me read my screens, like some blue blocking, because I spend a lot of the time on the computer.
Yeah.
So she's like, those could be hurting your eyes. Get these glasses. And so I'll be wearing glasses at least while I'm at work, like in the office. She said, I don't have to wear them all the time. But she wants me to start wearing them when I'm working on my computer. So I may be spectacled here in a couple weeks, Fred.
Well, that'll be interesting. Yeah, I'm supposed to I've been supposed to go to the eye doctor. My regular doctor told me to do that, and I haven't had a chance to do it yet because I just keep putting it off. I don't think I have cataracts, but I'm sure I have something related to this other crap I have. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. We'll be out here down on the first floor, easy to find, and amongst the simulcasters, which it's always entertaining some of the people that kind of walk by from the first floor on the simulcast. Somebody said that's a legal reason for you to smoke weed now, AJ.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So I have this report out that the Steelers could put the transition tag on Le'Veon Bell and then try to trade him, which tagging Bell costs anywhere from $9.5 to $14.5 million. And apparently, I don't know.
Here's what I do if I'm another team. I throw out a slightly more than reasonable offer to Le'Veon Bell, like, you know, an offer that would make at least the Steelers uncomfortable saying, yeah, we'll match this. And then I'd be like, yeah, you know what? You guys go ahead and take him and let the Steelers pay for him another year and let him sit out another year and just let them continue to deal with that mess. These NFL teams are getting too cute when it comes to letting players move on. And I'm not, you know, and this is one case where I don't totally blame the Steelers because, you know, Le'Veon Bell sat out on them last year. I was no fan of that either. But you got to know when it's time to move on. You got to know when it's time to let a guy walk away and get yourself a fresh start. Start working towards the future. The future in Pittsburgh is not Le'Veon Bell. The sooner they realize that, the better. And trying to, you know, weasel a fourth-round pick out of it doesn't make any sense. Just take your you got a good run out of a second round back.
Yeah.
You had several years where he helped you a lot. Just be grateful for that and move on. Find the next guy.
Yeah, and there was a story yesterday. It's pretty funny. I meant to send it to you, but the Yahoo wrote about why you should never pay big money for a running back. And it's almost every argument you've been making since I've known you about why you don't spend money on a running back. It's like, oh, nice of you to catch up, Yahoo.
They probably copied me.
Probably.
Jerks.
That's what they do and never give you any credit for it.
Exactly. Never put my name on their work.
Yeah, they need to put some respect on your name.
That's all I ask. Put some respect on my name. Put some respect on Pajamagram's name. For Valentine's Day, your wife, your girlfriend, whoever it is, there's some brand new technology for her, and it's not what you're thinking, guys. It's called Microvelvet. It's created by the PJ expert at Pajamagram, found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. These are the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They beg to be touched. That's how soft they are. Get her what she deserves, comfort. And I'll tell you something. it feels good to the touch for her, also going to feel good to the touch for you. The more you touch her, the more things start going your way. This is how it works, guys. This is 101. Plus, no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging delivery by Valentine's Day. Guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Sam Houston Race Park on the first floor. Come on out. Yes, they will run rain, sleet, or shine. I get asked that all the time. But, yeah, it's track conditions pretty good tonight.
Is it? I guess lightning is what would keep them off, right?
Lightning, yeah. Occasionally, if you get a really bad lightning storm, like it's happened like mid-card where they've had to cancel the rest of the card.
Yeah. Jockey safety concerns, obviously.
Yeah, and it's not very often that it happens, but
right.
So far, so good. So it's going to be a good night for racing. And I got some friends coming out. I wish I could stick around, but I got to get home and take care of damn baby. So Eric Sandler did his 9 best bars in Houston for the Tastemaker Awards.
Okay.
I want to know how many of these you've been to or heard of.
Okay.
Anvil Bar and Refuge.
Yes, been.
I've been one time. I was not as blown away as I thought I would be.
Okay.
Goodnight Charlie's.
No.
I'd not even heard of it. Grand Prize.
No.
I haven't heard of that one either. Julep.
Yes.
Lay Low.
Nope.
Light Years.
Nope.
Miss Carousel.
Yes.
How is that?
I've never been. I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poison Girl.
Probably the best bourbon bar in the city. I've been there, yes.
Really? I haven't been. I'll have to check that out. And Wooster's Garden, which I've been to many times.
Yes.
That's a good place. So those are your 9 that are finalists for the Tastemaker Awards, which are coming up. You'll hear us talking about those a lot. So, yeah. That was a big event last year. I'm looking forward to it this year. And there's your bars. So... I don't think I got asked to be on any of the panels for this.
No?
Stuff. No, because I might have had some different ones.
Yep.
But 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, you're a big-time college basketball expert. You know, I would say probably top 5 in the country when it comes to
thank you.
Basketball wagering. Larry Brown Sports did 10 sleeper teams. For the tournament.
Okay.
I want you to tell me whether they're right or wrong about them.
Okay.
Number 10, they have Hofstra.
Hofstra's dangerous. It's not a team I'd want to play. If that's my first round game, I wouldn't be excited to see them there.
Yeah, it says it leads their conference in scoring, field goal percentage, three-point shooting, and has turned the ball over the fewest times. I'm not good at math, but if you do all that well, you're probably a good team. San Francisco.
San Francisco, good. They've kind of taken St. Mary's job as being the number 2 team behind Gonzaga, and Gonzaga actually played San Francisco last night, and that game was close for a good while. Gonzaga eventually pulled away, but San Francisco, that's a pretty good team.
Utah State.
Pass.
Murray State.
Murray State's dangerous, and the thing about Murray State that's going to be interesting is, will the OVC get 2 bids? And they've got Murray State and Belmont, who are both pretty solid teams. If they both get into the tournament, they could both be dangerous, but I don't know that they both will.
VCU they have on the list.
Not scared of them.
Also have UCF on the
list. Not scared of them.
Wofford.
Wofford's legit. I think they're the class of the SoCon. They went to overtime with East Tennessee last night. That was my first two-star play on pregame.
and it hit in overtime. They were plus two. They won outright. Wofford's a dangerous team, pretty well balanced.
Vermont.
Good. I'm not going to go scary good.
Lipscomb.
Lipscomb's put it together. Lipscomb's a good team. That's a team. That's another team. You know, they're going to end up being like a 13 seed, and they'll probably beat some unsuspecting 4 seed.
Yeah, it's a 3/4 of their minutes played from last year back from the
yep.
team that made
really experienced so. Team.
And number one, Buffalo.
I'm not as high on them as I was earlier in the season, but yeah, they're pretty good. They the MAC is. They've got a few teams, Bowling Green being another one that, you know, they're solid. I think maybe Buffalo is because they've got that number next to their name, which I think is at this point 14, maybe a little bit overpriced.
Wins at West Virginia, Syracuse, and against San Francisco this year.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. But West Virginia's dead ass last in the Big 12.
Right.
I mean, Syracuse is good, not great. You know, San Francisco is another mid-major conference. A good mid-major team, but a mid-major team.
It's got the lean going over there.
does that make them go faster?
I don't know. It's I don't. I just kind of. It really has to be a big, big, big payoff for me to get that into it.
Yeah,
you know. It's kind of interesting to me that Buffalo has gotten good in football and basketball.
Yeah.
They just re-upped their football coach after he won 10 games. It's not a school you would think of as athletic powerhouse.
No.
But good for them. So I'm getting into this college basketball thing now. I started paying more attention last year when you were doing your weekly recap, and then once we got Brad on doing this stuff, it's like, I'm kind of into it. I pick a couple games a week that you guys like, and wind up playing them, and I'm doing pretty well. So not something I'm going to invest a bunch of money in, but it's kind of like I'll take occasional soccer play from Jerry when I'm bored, and I'll take the occasional basketball play from you guys. Although I feel like I have a pretty good feel for the AAC on my own, so I've been playing a couple of things there. But yeah, it's and plus it helps that UH is good again because
yeah.
now I've got some interest, and so Sunday afternoon I'm going to be glued to the TV and watching that Cincinnati game, and you know that one I'm looking forward to. And yeah, Robert asks, how long does UH's coach stick around now that he's got them ranked in basketball? I think he's going to get a bunch of offers. From what I understand, though, he really likes living here, and you know, kind of the same thing that lured Dana Holgorsen here. He likes living here and likes being a part of it. And he just, you know, they just got him a brand new arena, and you know he's got terrific facilities. And at some point, you know, I think it'd be hard for him to say no to another big program, but who knows? If he likes here, he can win here, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Someone will come knocking,
they should.
I mean, honestly, I don't mean it this to be like a knock, but it's almost a good thing that he's had the problems that he's had. You know, it's as far if you're a UH fan, you know, it's nice that. You know, he's been at Oklahoma and Indiana, and that caliber of school may be gun-shy to go after a guy like this. But for UH, he's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You kind of hope that and what he did wasn't that bad, let's be honest.
No, I mean, compared to what a lot of these other coaches are doing, not at all.
Yeah, you kind of hope that if you're – that a big-time school is going to kind of look at that and say, maybe we don't want to mess with it. And, yeah, I'd like to see him – yeah, he's done a good job building this up to this point. I'd like to see him have some sustained success with it, and if the guy it would be cool if he decided to stay. Hey, how familiar are you with Dina Lohan?
That's Lindsay's mom.
Yeah,
familiar. She's a nut job.
Yeah. Well, she's an even bigger nut job. The apparently during Thursday's episode of Celebrity Big Brother, she told her fellow housemates about her new boyfriend.
Okay.
Actually, so I can't wait to tell you about this guy. I've been talking to him for 5 years, like every day, a lot. I feel like I know him. You know when you talk to someone on the phone, like you feel like you know them? She hasn't met this guy. She says, he's real, I swear. It's crazy, but I'm going to marry him.
You know who it is?
It's really true. I talked to his ma.
You know who it is?
No.
Manti Te'o.
Exactly.
Congratulations. The true love has been found.
That's basically.
True love has been found, ladies and gentlemen. Dina Lohan and Manti Te'o. Well, they are a match made in heaven.
Would you be nervous if somebody you were in a relationship with didn't use FaceTime?
After five-something years?
Yeah.
I don't know how you can't. I mean, I would be nervous after a year if I hadn't been face-to-face with that person.
I'm going to say 6 months.
6 months, okay, FaceTime, something.
Yeah.
Maybe less than 6 months. But if you go a full year and you're like, you believe you're in a relationship and you're planning on getting married and you haven't met that person in real life, you're weird. I mean, I'll just throw it out. That's a weird thing.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you. I think at this point, even if you're in your 70s, you know what FaceTime is, right?
Right.
Theoretically. But everybody else told her she was getting catfished. But no, she insists he's real, and she's even thought about marriage. Good luck, Dina. At least we know where the crazy came from.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to we can't take your calls. We'll have to take your texts or your tweets. And we're out here at Sam Houston Race Park, where we will be until 7 o'clock tonight and live racing at 7:15. And you know what you can go get right now if you want one here?
A Carbach.
A Carbach.
And who wouldn't want one? Why wouldn't you want a nice frosty beverage from my good friends over at Carbach? And guys, listen, they got a big event coming up. You're going to want to get out there for it. It's the Rodeo Clown Roundup. It's going to be a great time. The lineup's been announced. Nikki Lane, the Old 97s, Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights, Flatland Cavalry, Texas Flood, Bruce Robison, and Casey Donahue. The gates will open at 1:30 on Sunday, February 17th. Get out there for a great time, great beer, and great Texas country music. Grab your tickets today at carbachbrewing.com/RCRU, and they'll have a 5K, 10K, a timed 5K, 10K before the show at 8 a.m. out at the brewery. You dress in your best Western gear or rodeo clown outfit. Participants must be 21 or older. You'll receive a participation bandana, commemorative koozie, and two tokens for beer at the finish. You'll also get a $10 discount on your concert ticket. Register today at carbachbrewing.com/run. And make sure you make it out to that restaurant. It's so great. The poutine, the Korean fried chicken, the crab cakes, Hatch chili mac and cheese, the pizza. It's all delicious. They've got some great steaks out there. Go check them out. Take the family. 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner. They're open Monday through Friday, and then on 11 to 5. And then Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays, they're open. They're doing brunch from 11 to 2 as well. So make sure you get out there to that restaurant. Try the food with some of the great beer that they've got on the wall there. They're open 7 days a week. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Out in a hurry, I got a bulletproof chest so you can hurt me. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart. And every day, I get a brand new start.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, check out sportsmap.com. There's a ton of good stuff on there today. So many good things that I can't even count them all.
It makes your head spin. There's so many good things.
Yeah, I pulled a couple things over from Culture Map, including Ken Hoffman's story on the new ballpark grub for Minute Maid Park this year.
All right.
We've got Paul's story from the Houston Sports Awards last night. I pulled that over. I mentioned earlier Cody's story about the Alliance of American Football Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters. My picks for tonight and Sam Houston are up. And our buddy Mindy did a pretty cool workout thing where she's really good about coming up with workouts you can do at home, things like that, which I've had to do this week. So I used a few of them. And that's also on the site. So plenty of good stuff. Whatever you're into, we got you covered on sportsmanup.com. So I have a couple of stories here that I wanted to get to. But first, you know, we were talking about the whole Julian Edelman Hall of Fame thing. Why is this even a discussion?
I have no idea. It's beyond me. I mean, we talk all the time about how difficult it is to get into the Hall of Fame as a wide receiver. And I get that he's had some postseason success, but would he have had that postseason success if he weren't playing with Tom Brady?
No.
It's an obvious – like, you can argue, would Jerry Rice have had his postseason success without Joe Montana? I mean, I don't know, but
– except he was pretty good when he went to Oakland, too.
Right. He's one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
I mean, Julian Edelman's not. He's been a good player. And the craziest thing is, this is a guy who – is a – like, he's been busted as a steroid cheat.
Yeah.
And, I mean, now more than ever, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, this guy's a Hall of Famer. Like, he got suspended 4 games this season.
Yeah.
Not like 8 years ago where maybe we'd forget about it. Like, this season, he missed 4 games due to steroid failing a steroid test. So, no, to me, he's not a Hall of Famer.
And it's not even in the discussion. And the only argument that I've heard – that makes any kind of sense, and I still don't buy it, is that, well, Kurt Warner basically got in based on his postseason.
He's a quarterback.
But he also had he had one of the most amazing regular seasons ever.
Yep.
He's a quarterback, and he won a Super Bowl, and was also really good for most of his career, and including, you know, MVP-type seasons. Well, Julian Edelman's never that. He's never going to be that.
Yeah.
So... I don't know why this is suddenly getting traction, because I guess who was it that said it on the broadcast? Oh, he's a Hall of Famer. Get out of here.
Who's closer to a Hall of Famer to me than Julian Edelman is Rob Gronkowski.
I could see that.
Rob Gronkowski has been the best player at his position, you know, for most of his career. He's got 3 Super Bowl rings. Why not? I mean, if you're looking to shove one of these guys on Tom Brady's coattails into the Hall of Fame, Rob Gronkowski, to me, has a more impressive resume than Julian Edelman does.
And the tight end crop, when you put his name up against the guys that are in there, I think he matches up really well.
Yeah.
He's been a game changer, which, I don't know, Julian Edelman's a game changer. He's a really good player.
Yeah, that's nice to have. But if Julian Edelman didn't play for the Patriots, they'd replace him with someone just like Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's no knock on him. He's just a basic slot receiver. He's a really good player, but nothing that screams all-time great to me. Gronk, those guys don't grow on trees. You're not finding another guy like him.
And even though Edelman was the MVP of the Super Bowl, who came up with the big play that essentially won the game for him?
Yeah,
that's the thing. In the moment, it was him. Hey, I've got some news for you regarding Arian Foster and Wolves.
Oh, yeah. Dude, tell me that his confidence is soaring after this man beat a cougar.
Well, that was one, but a Wyoming hunter has been fined $5,000 for killing a wolf inside Grand Teton National Park.
Did he use his bare hands?
He did not. So
there's his mistake.
I know. That's the thing.
Did the wolf attack him?
No.
So he was, like, hunting a wolf?
He just decided he was going to shoot a wolf.
Yeah, that's a bad call, especially in a national park.
Yeah,
it was
hunting season, but it was not wolf hunting season.
Yeah,
so.
You can't do that. And that's like saying, oh, well, it's deer season, so I'm just going to go to the zoo and shoot an elephant. No, and you can show the game warden your permit all you want, but that's still not going to fly. That's a bad call.
They claim there was no conscious intent to hunt within the park, but. Yeah.
So you're saying he just had his rifle with him?
What's funny to me is like these guys are like Law and Order when they're tracking this down. It's like they discovered blood and other evidence suggesting illegal hunting activity. The blood trail led rangers to an area where the wolf was believed to have been killed. And they reported the hunters had trudged through deep snow And perhaps that.
Oh, God, it's so cold. This is the worst.
Well, the funny.
I'm not built for this.
So, like, when I go outside, I go down to the inn there, so the cold hits Drew and Tasha and
well,
and Ninja.
Thank you for avoiding it on me.
But yeah, because I know what it feels like when these people are coming in and out.
It ain't good.
Yeah, so that's okay. We only got 2 hours and 7 more minutes of it.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
409 says, obviously 70-year-olds know about FaceTime. Fred just brought it up. Well played, sir.
Zing.
Other 409 says, 2 weeks top. You can't get catfished.
Yeah, in this day and age, I mean, you gotta put a face to it. And not just, like, send me a picture. It's got to be, like, a live video stream or an actual meeting.
281 says Julian Edelman is Robert Ory.
I mean, it's a fair comparison. But, I mean, and someone just tweeted in, Edwin says, I think Welker is more of a Hall of Famer than Edelman. Anybody who tried to make an argument for Wes Welker being a Hall of Famer, like, guess what? I mean, they just replaced him with Julian Edelman and lost nothing. So, I mean, I don't think either of them are, but. What are you going to do? You can't convince some of these people.
Yeah. So we said, what if Edelman puts up 5 more years at numbers like he did this year? Is he in the Hall of Fame then?
Of 12 games played, 4 missed due to steroid suspension?
Yeah, no. And, well, he's only got like 5,000 career yards. He's got to get to 13, 14,000 to even be in the conversation, in my opinion. So that's a lot more than 5 years. But you never know. I mean, it's – I don't understand why – yeah. 281 brings up a good point. Larry Brown was a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
You know.
Not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he says Edelman is Welker, Amendola, and Hogan. I think he's better than Hogan.
But, yeah, I do too. I mean, I think he's a really good player.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound like I don't think he can play. I mean, he is very good, but we got to get away from this Hall of Fame of just, oh, let's put this guy in because, you know, he was Super Bowl MVP. Come on. I think there's too many people getting into all of these Hall of Fames. And football's probably the one that's the best. Baseball's letting in a bunch of people that I don't think belong.
And by the way, when we talk about the numbers that Julian Edelman put up this year, in 6 games, 12 touchdowns. Or, I mean, 12 games, 6 touchdowns. Okay. That's not bad.
It's solid. It's above average.
70.8 yards per game.
Yeah.
You know who was better than him? Kenny Golladay. I mean, he was 22nd in the league in yards per game. He didn't have out-of-this-world numbers.
No.
And you get into yards per reception, I mean, he gets knocked way down. He's 70th in the league in yards per catch. I mean, he is what he is. He's a nice little slot receiver, but Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
No. And by the way, he's also 32 years old.
I don't see
you're
five
not getting
more years.
Five
no.
more years of this from him. That's not going to
You know
happen.
What? You might get however many more years Brady plays of this.
I mean, think about that. We think of Larry Fitzgerald as like an old man. He's 35. I mean, do you really think you're going to get 5 more years out of Julian Edelman? I don't think so.
Well, I don't think you're getting 5 more years out of Brady, too. So
no.
He would have to have Brady and do that. And then I still think it's not good enough.
And by the way, Larry Fitzgerald, 35-year-old Larry Fitzgerald, same amount of touchdowns this year as Julian Edelman, playing with like a bunch of homeless guys at quarterback.
Which
and not,
has
the, not, the great, not the greatest of all time.
That poor guy, most of his career has been that.
Well, he did have the Kurt Warner
he
run.
He had the Kurt Warner run, and he had a stretch with Carson Palmer. But other than that,
it's bad.
Yeah, he's been dealing with a bunch of donkeys.
All right. Andre Johnson doesn't feel bad for him, though.
No. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.